podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
We wanted to talk about breaking up, but leaving things behind.
Right. You just got to cut your losses and run. Yeah.
Emily.
Or hooking up.
Emily. Or hooking up, sorry. Emily wants to share a story for us.
This is one of my deepest, darkest, most shameful moments. When I lived in London, I briefly dated a South African young gentleman named Jan. And one night, we got particularly tipsy, ended up back at his place. By the way, he was a squatter. So his place did not have electricity or anything.
He was a hobo.
He did have running water. He was a hobo with a job.
It was a fancy name for a hobo.
He was squatter. A server at a noodle house.
You know, when you started saying squatter, I thought you meant how he peed.
Right, that too, like in a forest. Dig a little hole.
First thing I thought of.
No, okay.
So we end up back at his
So wait a minute, was place? He living like in a train boxcar or something?
No, it was a building, it was an abandoned building. I mean, it had
well, you
carpeting
know how to pick them,
and everything.
Don't you?
I sure do. So we end up
wait,
back
you
at
said
his,
you
wait,
dated?
Let me finish.
No,
your
no,
mic is
this
off.
Is
we have questions.
Far too interesting.
Shut up. If you want to tell your story, we get to ask questions.
Okay. Yeah.
So question number one is, you said you dated him for a while.
Yeah.
How long do you date someone who lives in an abandoned building?
This was our second date. The first date we were in a public place. This second date we ended up back at the
back
shanty.
At his place.
Okay, so you're back at the
abandoned. Come on by, check out my sleeping bag.
Yep. The abandoned warehouse.
Absolutely.
Seems safe.
And so we just did some kissy face. We did not do the boom boom. You know how I am. However, some articles of clothing may have ended up on the squatter's floor. So the next morning, when I wake up and he is still dead asleep, and I say, thank God. So I'm running around looking for my clothes because I just want to get the H out of there. And I say, where's my shirt? Where's my shirt? And I look over. And of course, because the squatter does not have any blinds right. or any window treatments.
Next to the campfire.
The sun was coming
and
directly
the can of beans.
Into the room. Uh-huh. And there were some wild dogs also. No, the sun came into the room and he was using my shirt to cover his face to keep the sun out of his eyes. So I just said, screw it, put on my sweater and got the...
You left without a shirt?
Yeah, got out of there. And so I left my very favorite sage green shirt from Express with the squatter.
My
Jan.
Hobo.
What
the
a hobo. Story.
So
if we were to ask you, what is it that you left behind when you broke up or somebody left behind at your place... There may or may not be a hairbrush at my house that I don't know who it belongs to.
That's why you have some extra body today, huh?
Time for a DNA test.
Like, okay, there's a brush. I don't use a brush.
It's blonde. Some blondes in it.
Here's Lewis on the phone. Hey, Lewis.
Hi there.
So what's the story?
So I was with my ex for just about a year, and my birthday came around, and he said he didn't have enough money to get me a birthday present, and he had just bought a $500 sweater from the DKNY store and left it at my house. So he begged me and begged me to send it back. So I sent it back to him as a ball of yarn.
Oh,
no, you didn't.
Donna Karen.
You did. Unraveled.
Brand spanking new, never worn it.
Well, guess there's your right for
fooling around.
That was my birthday present for you.
God, man.
You're kind of a vindictive former lover, aren't you, Lewis?
It was really good.
Pulling it up. Cats playing with it.
Lewis, have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.